from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Coming up on Forum this morning, we'll update you on Oakland's controversial Domain Awareness Center, which was scaled back by the city council last night. The proposed surveillance system had stirred concerns of many over privacy and support from others of those who argued it would help the understaffed Oakland police force reduce violent crime. It would have aggregated information from multiple sources. Then at 9:30, we'll try to find out what is causing the death of many starfish disintegrating on the western seaboard, as well as perhaps for different causes in the east from New Jersey to Maine. Join us for Forum. It's up ahead after this. From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Good morning and welcome to this morning's Forum program. Around 1 o'clock this morning, Mayor Gene Kwan made a tie-breaking vote at the Oakland City Council meeting to scale back the reach of the Domain Awareness Center, a planned 24-hour surveillance hub, which has stirred protests and privacy concerns among residents. Instead, surveillance will be limited to the Port of Oakland, and city street cameras and gunshot microphones that were integrated into the center system will be disconnected. The Domain Awareness Center had been expected to cost almost $11 million, mostly paid with federal Homeland Security money. Supporters said it would help police fight violent crime, but some residents protested about the proposed extent of surveillance and whether there would be any significant degree of oversight. Privacy advocates saw Wednesday's vote as a win, but Mayor Kwan reiterated that she eventually wants the center's reach to be citywide and that surveillance will not be restricted to the port forever. Joining us now is Ollie Winston. He's a freelance reporter who's been covering news of the Domain Awareness Center and was at last night's meeting. And Ollie Winston, good to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Let me just get a kind of breakdown for you, because there were two proposals, and it gets a little bit confusing as to what the proposal that was rejected was, and the one by Delcy Brooks, councilwoman, that had restrictions in it that was ultimately voted upon by the tie-breaking vote by Mayor Kwan. See if you can just sketch this for us quickly.
So over the past couple weeks, the council rolled back their previous stance. They stepped back from their previous stance about keeping the Domain Awareness Center on a citywide focus. I believe this was due to pressure from privacy advocates, from revelations in the media, and from inconsistencies in staff reports that were given to the city council. They couldn't get a straight answer on the cost of the program, on the funds, on the funding streams, on how sustainable they were, and whether there was actually dedicated funds from the port for this program. And there were also concerns about the extent of this technology and who would have access to the data. So last night, there were two proposals on the table, one from Council President Patricia Kernahan and another one from Councilwoman Desley Brooks, both of which would have restricted the port, would have restricted the Domain Awareness Center to the property of the Port of Oakland and the surrounding areas, the surrounding freeways, the surrounding, the bridge, some of the rail tracks that go through the area.
Which, forgive me, was the original intent.
That was the original
because
intent.
Because of the fear of terrorism after 9/11. Yeah.
Yes, the original intent of the Domain Awareness Center in Oakland was to focus on the port property and to keep that secure and to focus on the surrounding infrastructure. Similar systems are in place in Long Beach and other ports around the country. This is part of a national initiative to make the ports more secure and make sure that they keep running. But last night, there were two proposals, one from Council President Patricia Kernahan to restrict the Domain Awareness Center to the port property only, but keep in a number of cameras and gunshot detectors and then the computer automated dispatch and a reporting system. However, Councilwoman Kernahan retracted that proposal in favor of Desley Brooks' program after some negotiation over whether to keep certain aspects of the computer automated dispatch in the system. Eventually, the vote actually deadlocked 4-4 because a number of council people, not Patricia Kernahan, but Libby Schaff, Rebecca Kaplan, and Lynette Gibson McElhaney actually chose to go against the program because they didn't want Councilwoman Kaplan had concerns about the use of city IT staff and the lack of port funding for the center. Councilwoman Schaff had objections about the data sharing, and Councilwoman Gibson McElhaney was dead set. She was actually the first person to come out against the Domain Awareness Center in the city council. So there was a little bit of ideological It wasn't a partisan vote necessarily, and Gene Kwan decided to break the tie and say, okay, well, we're going to go forward with this as a port-only project, even though she vocally stated her intent to, or her willingness to look at this again as a citywide program.
Well, there are citywide programs. I mean, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York have the citywide programs. And you mentioned the media and the media's influence on this. The East Bay Express, for example, said that the city staffers were interested in using this to monitor political protests. I mean, and labor union protests or strikes and that sort of thing, yeah?
Yeah, that's a report that I co-authored with my friend Darwin Bond Graham in the East Bay Express. And the emails that we got were about 2,000 emails from several months worth of time that we obtained through the Oakland Privacy Working Group, which is one of the activist groups opposed to the Domain Awareness Center. And the focus, the lack of any inclusion of, you know, crime reporting, of any attempt to make this center go live for a hot pursuit, to look at evidence for a homicide, to look at evidence for a shooting, a series of shootings, that really jumped out at us. And in other cities like Los Angeles and Chicago, the centers are used to monitor real-time crime, but at the same time, they have been put into play for demonstrations for the NATO protests in Chicago a couple years ago, for Occupy LA. The Los Angeles Center was put up and was a central part of LAPD's response to that particular protest.
There's also, and by the way, we're talking to Ali Winston, who's a freelance reporter, who's been covering the Domain Awareness Center for the East Bay Express. He's also on assignment for KQED and the Center for Investigative Reporting, which are taking a look at how California police departments are using these new technologies and the privacy issues raised in a series of reports called The State of Surveillance, which will be broadcast here on KQED in April. This is a ACLU saying a victory for privacy, and I imagine it is. But there were many who were saying this will do something to help or ameliorate the problem of understaffed police, the OPD, the Oakland Police Department. And yet there's data, the ACLU has made a great deal out of this, that shows it hasn't had much impact on crime.
So the Domain Awareness Center was championed by the Oakland Police Department. They actually made a call early in the process. This is from emails that Darwin and I reviewed.
Excuse me, the fire department as well.
Yeah. The fire department actually was the city agency that was tasked with designing the system, but the police department was involved in the response since they are also technically the first responders. The police and fire department for Oakland are the first responders for the port. But early in the process, in 2012, the police department made a call to the city staff working on this project and said, we need this project to expand beyond the port. In order to help us do our job and combat violent crime, we need this to focus on the entire city. That's where the idea of bringing in ShotSpotter, of bringing in license plate readers came into it. And the focus of the program on the streets of Oakland, I mean, the city has a violent crime problem. There's no doubt about that. But there's a fundamental problem with understaffing and with the police department's ability to investigate violent crime and to investigate past crimes and successfully arrest and prosecute people. That's not something that the surveillance center could really change.
But the argument was that the data on reducing response time for emergency personnel would cut down on violent crimes. I mean, that was essentially the way it was framed. And we're talking, I think I should mention also about a kind of phase two in this fusion center in terms of this was really supposed to move forward on a kind of trajectory that would aggregate into real time and feed into real time. Yeah.
So it's actually interesting that you refer to it as a fusion center because that's language that the city staff explored in order to get funding for this I guess crime response center real time.
That's what they're calling it. Yeah.
They called it. But the interesting thing is that in Chicago, their real time crime center is a fusion center, which is a different sort of category of information sharing environment that came up after 9/11. But the idea that this center could help response times, that's one of the ways that the Domain Awareness Center was sold. But again, the Oakland Police Department right now is about 615 officers. Each officer is required to work at least one shift of mandatory overtime a week. They're stretched to the breaking point. Homicide investigators have about 30 to 35 open cases.
And they were going to be governing the use of this. I mean, they were going to be essentially establishing or designing it. Oakland Police Force, which we, I think, can add, had a long and troubling history, particularly in well, disproportionately targeting people of color, the arguments have gone, and you know, in those kind of communities, difficulties, which I suppose was really pretty much a part of this calculus. Again, we're talking to Ali Winston, who is a freelance reporter and has been covering the Domain Awareness Center for the East Bay Express, and who was at the meeting last night. Also at the meeting last night was Noel Gallo, who's a councilman and head of the Public Safety Committee with the Oakland City Council. Councilman Gallo, good to have you aboard here. Welcome.
Hey, Micah. How are you?
Okay. I'm just concerned and interested in what you feel went on last night. Obviously, it wasn't what you wanted to see, was it?
Right. No, you know what? For me, the ultimate goal is to create a modern, comprehensive emergency response center. And the reality is, you know, Oakland's on its knees when it comes to crime. I mean, we're the number one crime-ridden city in the state of California and third or fourth in the nation. So for me, it's you know, we can talk about the street crime, but most of all, I think we need to talk about being able to respond to emergencies. And I was, you know, relying on the professionalism expertise from our fire chief and our police chief and on their recommendations. And I thought that you know, we, when it comes to phase two, where there is the data records management system, or you know, the shot spotter, or some of the other requirements that our police are recommending, due to the fact what you just stated, we only have 616 officers on the street when we should have 850 to 900. So we need all the tools necessary to respond, not just on an open level, but on a regional level when it comes to emergencies. And that's what's my ultimate goal.
But what about all this meta-analysis? It came from the UK. It came through the ACLU. I mean, the notion that there's really very little impact on crime, or so it's been argued. And also, of course, questions about the constitutionality of this kind of surveillance.
Well, you know, I think we have provided and created the tools in terms of the privacy policy, the creating the advisory committee, and also monitoring the activity at the center. And I think that from law enforcement to the fire chief, there's a commitment to make sure that we protect the civil liberties of our citizens in Oakland. But at the same time, you know, I think we need the tools and the technology. People will say, well, you know, cameras don't do anything to solve crime. But if you look at the crimes that are being solved today, was with the assistance of the neighbors with their surveillance cameras. And on International Fruitvale, where I live, we have 83 cameras that are located on the business corridors that are connected to the business area because the merchants requested them. But the reality is some of them do not turn the cameras on, but those that do have activated, that's how we've been able to make arrests.
Well, let me find out what you, our listeners, think about this. I'd like to have you weigh in, excuse me, and you can join us now. And if you have questions or comments, now is the time to call. Our toll-free number is available. It's 866-733-6786. I'd like to hear, of course, from Oakland residents, but certainly from those of you who feel that there are privacy concerns here, or feel that, indeed, what we're talking about would perhaps ameliorate the crime problem that Oakland has, that, as Councilman Gallo said, is probably leading, not only, is definitely leading in California, but probably right up there at the top in the United States, too. Our toll-free number, again, 866-733-6786, and you can also email us questions or comments, forum@kqed.org, or go right to our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment, and you can tweet us as well. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. This is Ali Winston. I just want to kind of get people to understand this now. I mean, this whole system is a software system that combines data streams and allows computers to look for, excuse me, what's important. It's an aggregation, as we said earlier. But it's also, you know, bringing in things that could perhaps go to Langley, right? I mean, we're talking about not only the police involved in this, but the concern, because of NSA, is over the national government being involved, privacy on that level.
So I don't know about Langley or the company or anything like that, but the initial design of the Domain Awareness Center, the documents that the city presented to the Public Safety Committee in July, included a proposed link with the local fusion center, the Northern California Regional Intelligence Center, which is one of several dozen information sharing centers set up by the federal government after 9/11. They're charged with collating suspicious activity reports, with disseminating information to law enforcement agencies around the their bailiwicks, in this case from Monterey up to the Northern California, up to the border with Oregon. And they are a federal entity, and the information that they submit is shared with the FBI and is shared with other federal law enforcement agencies as well as local law enforcement agencies. So that was a concern that immediately rang the alarm for a lot of privacy advocates, because those fusion centers have a very free exchange of information. That's their entire purpose. They have a very free exchange of information with federal law enforcement. It's not regulated by local city councils or anything of the sort unless they set specific safeguards in place. So that is the concern about that center. And then the port official who was charged with this project, Mike O'Brien, made it clear on February 18th that there was an expectation of data sharing with the federal partners if this project were to go ahead.
Well, you can see why this caused such a controversy. I mean, there were like literally 140-some people yesterday waiting in line just to talk about this or signed up to talk about this. I'm going to go to your calls. Max writes, we're at the beginning of an era where new disrupting technologies will be invented and deployed faster than we as a society can create new ethics about privacy. What we should be doing is trying to create a new universal standard of privacy. The technology won't stop advancing, so we need standards of privacy that transcend technology. Well, of course, the fact that this is Oakland and that Oakland had some serious disturbances during the Occupied movement made this even more of an ongoing controversial debate. But let's hear from some listeners, and we'll begin, in fact, with an Oakland caller. Amy, hi, you're on. Good morning.
Hi, I'm a longtime Oakland resident, and I've raised two kids here, and and a longtime liberal, and I do care about privacy, but I take objection to the reporter, who sounds like he's done a very thorough job reporting this issue, but when he talks about we have a crime problem in Oakland, I mean, that's the understatement of the decade. And I would gladly give up. I feel like this law or the privacy concerns are similar to what happened in Arizona, where they enacted a law that would prevent something that might happen in the future. It feels like that's where we are with security. We're gonna stop programs like this because they might impact our privacy. Meanwhile, millions of people die, every decade in Oakland. So I encourage the councilman to continue this project. I think Oakland desperately needs advanced technology, and I will gladly give up any privacy that I have if this becomes a safer city.
Well, you've made your sentiments clear, Amy, and I thank you for that. And Ollie Winston wanted to respond.
Thank you for that comment, Amy. And just to be clear, there's technology that Oakland could put into play that actually is far simpler and far cheaper than the Domain Awareness Center and could really have an impact on violent crime. The city has as of a couple months ago, they had about 600 homicide cases where the ballistic evidence was unlabeled and they didn't actually know which shell casing belonged to which case. So that's the sort of thing that can actually impact violent crime and take certain people who, shed blood off the street.
Let me thank Amy for the call. I want to go right to another caller, and that's Ethan. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, yes. I own a business in Oakland, and one thing we've noticed is some people from other parts of the Bay Area don't even want to come in for a meeting once you say Oakland at this point because it has such a bad reputation. And I went to school in New York in the 90s, and I saw how some of those, they're controversial now, I guess, like stop and frisk and stuff, some of those techniques turned around the city. And I think those things have a proven track record. And I think Oakland, if they want to get serious, they need to look at implementing some of those things that New York did to totally turn around the city.
All right. Thank you, Ethan, for the call. Councilman Gallo, you hearing a lot of this from your constituents, what we've just heard from these first two callers?
People in their own neighborhood had already taken measures to protect themselves. They can't rely on the city and all the double talk that's happening at City Hall.
A lot of cameras up there in the Oakland Hills now.
People now, not only have they hired their own security firms to protect their blocks, they now created surveillance centers on blocks. And even where I live, you see cameras not only protecting their home, but protecting the block on their street. And so those are realities where I live in, where people are being challenged. But meanwhile, I understand civil liberties and civil rights. But when I have an emergency, all the civil libertarians are nowhere in sight to help me deal with the emergency or help me deal with the human trafficking. So for me, I need to create a safety direction that includes law enforcement and also provide the tools necessary. Because to be honest with you, Michael, I'm 1 foot away from becoming what Detroit is financially today.
Nogaya,
I'm
with
1 foot
by
away
phone.
From it. And so therefore, we need tools necessary to help us with safety.
And again, Councilman Gallo is head of the Public Safety Committee and a member of the Oakland City Council. I want to bring in another voice here. Arturo Sanchez is Deputy City Administrator in Oakland. And Deputy Administrator Sanchez, good to have you aboard here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Michael. Thank you for having us. And I'm sorry that I was late to call in here.
No, well, we're glad to have you. And you pretty much go along with Mayor Kwan on this?
Well, you know, the administration as a whole is always looking for opportunities to improve and enhance our public safety. But the DAC, as envisioned, is really about trying to provide port security and enhance our ability to respond to major emergencies, which the Domain Awareness Center can help us respond to. So any technology advances that will give us the opportunity to save lives is always the most important thing for the city of Oakland.
And in that sense, you feel that this is really moving in the right direction in terms of centering it on the port rather than the city?
Well, it's a good way to start the system, right? I mean, let's start small. Let's make sure that we protect people's rights and that we have a privacy policy that makes sense and grow the system. Do we believe that the phase two, as originally recommended by staff, is the right way to go? Absolutely. But we're not going to be, if the council wants us to start smaller and make sure that we have policies in place to protect people's First Amendment rights, we're going to go in that direction. We're going to make sure that we implement a system that people will feel comfortable with and that will still allow us to respond to major emergencies the way we feel we need to, and grow it in a way that will allow us to address public safety on a larger level in the city if the council deems it appropriate.
Didn't Mayor Kwan say she wanted to start smaller?
And she did. We're listening to the voices, and we want to make sure that we're responsive to folks, that we have a system that's the right system to protect Oakland.
Okay. I thank you. Again, that's Arturo Sanchez, who is with us by phone, Deputy City Administrator of Oakland. Let me go back to you, Councilman Gallo. I'm looking at a tweet here from a listener. It says, why do you reject studies showing that DAC won't reduce crime?
Well, you know, it's a study is one thing. You know, it just, and sometimes because things are legal, it doesn't mean that they're right. But what I'm experiencing at the neighborhood level, and I'm looking at in terms of who is being arrested and how they're identified. You and I see it on TV daily nowadays, and cameras are identifying individuals. I don't have the law enforcement capability to be everywhere at every time. And meanwhile, my 911 calls are increasing. There's no response from our police department because we're short-staffed. And so, therefore, you know, I think there's a number of people in Oakland that are not following the rules, so creating their own rules. And so, therefore, I need the tools necessary at this time to be able to get over this crime issue that I'm facing. And those are realities that occur perhaps in East Oakland, where I live in the Fruitvale area, and certainly in West Oakland. And maybe the other folks don't experience it, but I do. And so I've seen, you know, a greater request from my neighbors in terms of the surveillance camera security, and that's what I am here to support.
Well, we thank Nogayo for being with us. We thank Arturo Sanchez. Also thank Ali Winston, and he, as I said earlier, is taking a look at the California Police Department's for KQED and the Center for Investigative Reporting using new technologies and privacy issues that are raised by that. A series of reports called State of Surveillance, which will be broadcast here on KQED. And we're going to broadcast another segment, What's Happening to Starfish? That's up ahead. It's a little bit alarming and of concern to many. They are disintegrating, literally, by the thousands. What does that mean and what to do about it? When we return on Forum, I'm Michael Krasny.